You are listening to the story, The War That Invented Indian Banking, written by Amit Shandilya and narrated by Vijayan Menon. For the longest time, India had no concept of banking, and when it did, it involved loans and not savings. Texts from as far back as 700 BC speak of unethical lending practices and warn Brahmins against them. Written a few centuries down the line, Manusmriti was more accepting of lending as a commercial necessity, but put a ceiling on lending rates. It also forbade different rates for different castes. This was more or less how India ran its affairs until the Mughals evolved the idea of money transfers using credit instruments called hundis. Even then, there was no concept of banks as institutions. At best, one could think of the Royal Treasury as a provider of some banking services, but that's about it. In 1652, a Marwadi trader named Hiranand Saho came from Jodhpur to Patna and started a koti, the 17th century equivalent of today's banks. Back then, Patna was part of the Mughal Empire's Bengal Sabha, an administrative unit that covered most of today's Bihar, Jharkhand, Orissa, and Bengal, including Bangladesh. This region was also the epicenter of India's commercial activities, its harbour crawling with merchants from all over the world. Bombay was a barely acknowledged clump of fishing villages with nothing remarkable about it. Patna served as a secondary market to the provincial capital and commercial hub, Dhaka. While the Dutch, Portuguese, French and Scandinavians had been trading in the region for a while, the late 17th century also saw an influx of the British. The East India Company had established itself in Calcutta and Patna and was vigorously competing against fellow Europeans for the best deals on Indian products. Two products ruled the trade: saltpeter and textile. Dhaka had the best muslin and Patna the best saltpeter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?